and bags will.
Okay, but what about a word that doesn't mean a container? It just means that you would buy it loose in small amounts, and it would be in not in an individual package. The grocer dipped it out of a barrel. Back in those days, we bought it in
bags.
Well, it's not the word I want is not a container, like a bag or a sack. It's that situation when you would go and ask him to, you know, you'd say, give me 5 pounds or 10 pounds or 20 pounds, and you'd buy it in.
That's the way back then.
Right.
Bought it.
You buy it. Then did you say you bought it in book?
Well.
In book.
Well, I'm dumb on it right
well,
now.
Well, no, you're not dumb. I'm just not explaining it very well. It's my job to try to make it clear. You might say, now we buy it in a little pre-wrapped package. But it used to be that you could go to the store and there would be a big barrel of it. And then you would say, well, it was available not in individual packages, but in...
The barrel?
In bulk.
Bulk?
Is that the word that, that's the word I was wanting for. Did you ever use, that was the word I was wanting. Did you use that then? Use that word you just used in a sentence. Like you might say, we used to buy it in?
In bulk.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, what about your parents are your what and your what? Another way that a person might say daddy and mama would be my
pa and ma.
Okay, another way. Daddy and mama, pa and ma are you might say, who are your parents? And I say, well, this is my and my. You could say my daddy and my mama, or my mom and my pa, or possibly my what and my what. Another way of saying that, my...
Let's see, mother and daddy.
How's that? Say it again, Orin.
Mother and daddy.
Okay. And another word for daddy. My mother and my...
Pa.
Okay, another word for daddy or pa. My mother and my... Pa.
Father.
Okay. And that's silly, but I'm not supposed to say it. I'm supposed to, you know, get your pronunciation out. Okay. Robins and blue jays and sparrows are all different kinds of
birds.
And what color is this paper?
White.
And if you had a little 5-year-old girl over next door, you might say, well, she's really a sweet little
girl.
And a wagon has 4
wheels.
And if you had a little 5-year-old grandson, you might say, he's really a smart little
boy.
And before he went fishing, he dug some what for bait?
Worms.
And the opposite of rich is? And someone might keep coins in a small change
bag.
Okay, and if it were just about this size and you kept it in something, you know, as you carried it in, just kept nickels and dimes in, you might call it a change
bag.
Okay,
I've said already.
Okay, a bag. Is there another word that you might use for something like that? Maybe it'll be the same if it were a man or a woman. Just a little thing that would snap open.
Oh, change purse.
Okay. And a boy named William might be nicknamed?
Bill?
Or?